Tom, time once again for the USDA grain stocks report and some production numbers coming out this morning. And just looking at all the private estimates, on average, everyone was expecting the government to raise its tally of old crop around 44 million overall from the last report. What actually happened to us this morning?
We got a negative report this morning for the corn as the quarterly stocks came in at 1.128 billion bushels, much above what they was looking for. Now, even though it's a much larger stocks number than they's looking for, is still the smallest in the last 8 years, but this will be negative for the corn market this morning. Now, the soybeans actually came in lower than expected at 214.7 million bushels, but the wheat came in higher than expected, 2.15 billion bushels. Now, when you look at the wheat production numbers that came out, this is the small grains report that throws out the final wheat production numbers. It's pretty positive across the board. All wheat coming in much lower than expected, and they was already looking for lower numbers, but these numbers came in even lower than expected out there. All wheat at 2.008 billion, all winter wheat at 1.494 billion, hard red winter came in at 780 million, soft wheat came in a little larger than expected, 456 million. Spring came in even lower than what they was looking for at 462.5 million bushels. And durum came in a little bit lower at 51.9 million bushels. Now, how the market's going to react is going to be tough. We've already seen a lot of downside in these grain markets. This report does hold some surprises in it, especially for the corn. So at the moment, it looks like it's going to be negative corn, positive soybeans, and it could be mixed for the wheat.